Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Power 93.5, the Power Morning Playhouse. The Hitman and Carla. Having some fun this morning. And if you guys missed it last week, the county announced that they have this form on their website. Stay-at-home form. So if you see somebody violating the stay-at-home order, you can go on their website and I guess kind of rat them out.
Yeah, tell on them. They have a hotline and they have this actual online form where you can say what the people were doing and they legit will go in and investigate it and everything. So we were just kind of talking about people we've seen recently violating the stay-at-home order, the whole social distancing thing. You know, sometimes you'll kind of drive by and you'll see people walking or whatever. Who knows what the situation is? But then there's situations like this. I was on FaceTime with one of my friends. He stays in some apartments. And he was like, you're not going to believe this. I'm like, what? He points the phone so I can see out the window. There's like 15, 16 people standing super close, laughing and talking with their dogs on a leash, have a beer in the other hand, and they're just having this good old time. And I'm just like, they're not supposed to be doing that. Not only are they not like 6 feet from each other, there's more than 10 people.
Look, there are some people that they're not taking this thing really serious. And if you haven't seen the numbers by now, don't think, okay, I don't know what to tell you. So you can log on to the county website, and Carla could have logged on to the county website and filled out this form and told on these people.
I didn't fill out the form.
But you didn't do it. 869-1093. Vernon is on the phone. Vernon, you saw somebody violating the stay-at-home order? If so, what were they doing, Vern?
Man, look, I don't know if somebody violating the stay-at-home order. I ain't about to call the police on them. They was out there barbecuing. I mean, they had a little family gathering. But that don't mean I got to call and go report them. If I wanted to barbecue, I ain't going to want the police showing up because they sure ain't getting a plate.
Now, wait a minute. How many people were at the barbecue, Vernon?
There's about 10, 11. I mean,
and they weren't like staying 6 feet apart, were they?
When you who stays 6 feet away at a black barbecue?
Oh, I didn't know.
I'll let you answer that.
It had racial prerequisites going on. There. Oh my God! Well,
we're still out there playing dominoes, some other stuff.
Oh, they were kicking it.
Oh yeah, they were. Man.
The funny thing about it is it was the day after the stay-at-home. I was like, they were celebrating. Everybody else was at home.
Damn.
Well, they probably didn't understand just yet, Vernon. Yeah. But I'm glad you didn't log on or call the county and say that because I can only imagine how that call would have went. My neighbors have a barbecue and they're playing dominoes.
My neighbors are out here barbecuing.
Any other
dominoes.
Time, it wouldn't be a problem.
Yeah, Vernon would have been over there trying to get a rib. I love it. Okay. All right, Vernon, thanks for calling. He saw his neighbors doing a barbecue and...
Crazy.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.